Wikipedia.
Today is Tuesday, January 28th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Lewis W. Green. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another enlightening episode of Wikipedia, where we explore hidden corners of history, science, and culture, all through the lens of Wikipedia articles. I'm your host, Alloy, and today's journey takes us to the fascinating life and times of Lewis W. Green. So settle in as we uncover the impact and legacy of a man whose life could almost be mistaken for a piece of historical fiction due to its richness and variety. Lewis Warner Green was a notable figure in 19th century America, known primarily for his roles in education and religious sectors. Born on January 28, 1806, in Danville, Kentucky, Green's life spanned a time of considerable upheaval and transformation in the United States. Now picture this, a young man growing up in an America that was still in its formative years, a period marked by exploration, expansion, and ethical dilemmas surrounding slavery. Green's existence was profoundly intertwined with these larger societal shifts, which makes his story all the more engaging. After attending local schools in Kentucky, Green showed academic promise that led him to enter Center College, where he graduated in 1824. That alone is noteworthy because it suggests a life framed by intellectual pursuits from the outset. Center College is one of Kentucky's oldest institutions, indicating that Green was at the heart of educational transformation from his youth. What does that say about the influence of education on personal development during this era? How might the experiences of students today differ from those in the early 19th century? And what elements have stood the test of time? These are questions I'd love for you to ponder as we continue exploring Green's journey. After his time at Center College, Green expanded his horizons even further, earning a degree from Princeton Theological Seminary in 1827, delving into the intersections of faith and education. This period in his life also marked Green's alignment with the Presbyterian faith, a decision that would define much of his future work. Imagine the kind of theological and ethical discussions that must have influenced him during those formative years at Princeton. Green wasn't just an academic, but a practitioner who took his insights out into the world. Think about this. A world where education wasn't just about personal enlightenment, but seen as a way to impact and shape communities. He returned to Kentucky and began teaching at Center College before taking on more prominent roles. In 1840, Green became president of Hampton-Sidney College in Virginia. Now, run this scenario through your mind. A man of faith taking up a leadership role in Virginia, a southern state, during a time when the debates around slavery were heating up. How might his theological background have informed his leadership in such a socially charged environment? It's interesting to note that Green didn't stay at Hampton-Sidney for too long. In fact, he returned to Center College as its president in 1843. Here was a man clearly drawn back to his roots, despite having opportunities to expand his influence elsewhere. Why do you think some people feel that strong pull toward their beginnings, while others use them merely as stepping stones? Perhaps there's a link to the values instilled in us during our formative years that echo throughout our lives. However, the narrative shifts dramatically when Green is appointed as the president of Transylvania University in 1856, a pivotal institution in Kentucky that was, at one time, the oldest higher education entity west of the Allegheny Mountains. Imagine the weight of that role, managing a university during a period of such national conflict and change. Green was at the helm of shaping young minds, just as the nation itself was being reshaped. It's a fascinating parallel, isn't it? Unfortunately, his journey was cut abruptly short. Lewis W. Green passed away on May 26, 1863, with the Civil War still raging throughout the United States. His death marked the end of not just a life, but a chapter in educational and religious development. Let's take a step back and reflect on Green's contributions. Clearly, his life was marred by the tensions of his time, both within educational institutions and society at large. If you take into account the religious, educational, and ethical dimensions of his life, Lewis W. Green emerges not just as an individual of historical interest, but as a symbol of the complexities faced by America in the 19th century. So, dear listeners, what lessons can we draw from the life and legacy of Lewis W. Green? How does his journey inform our understanding of leadership, education, and ethical responsibility today? I'd love for you to explore these questions further and think about how figures like Green can inspire modern discussions on societal progress and transformation. That wraps up today's episode of Wikipedia. Thank you for joining me on this exploration of the intricate tapestry that is Lewis W. Green's life. If these ideas spark curiosity or ignite a passion for learning, consider diving deeper into his story or exploring additional articles to extend your journey through history. Until next time, keep questioning, keep reflecting, and keep exploring.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Lewis W. Green. Thanks for listening. See you next time.